Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And, well, it's been one of them weeks, hasn't it? And I'm joined in the studio here today with my friend, Pastor John Lutz. He graciously allowed me to be on his program. He was celebrating quite a bit this week. I was telling at the beginning of his program, he's wearing black today. I think he's in mourning. So I'm trying to encourage him. You know, it's not over yet. Nobody has been announced as the winner yet. And if you're out there and you're fearful and you're worried about this, remember, God's not giving us over to a spirit of fear. There is no reason to fear. And if worst case scenario, Joe Biden should become president, does that mean God can't still work? Absolutely not. We have our work as his children cut out for us. And so we're going to talk about a few things here in the program today. Follow us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And the good news is that today the YouTube broadcast has been working. So if you go to our Facebook feed, facebook.com/livewithpastoral, you can find us there. And
until you say something wrong, and then Mark's going to knock you off.
Well, that's why I'm trying to expand little by little into the other media, because we have had some of that happen with some of our other posts on Facebook.
That's those
why
algorithms, I'm
using Parler and USA.life, things like that.
Yeah,
getting some things, Brother Lutz, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me on again. I really enjoyed doing these shows, and what a time we're living in. I think it's very needful. I appreciate your point of view, and I learn a lot from you. And I'm not mourning. I got to tell you, I have no problem with the court battles that are coming. We talked about this last week. I think there's a part of our population, a lot of our young people, whenever it comes to this, they would rather lay down and just give up.
Yes.
And just kind of, don't ruffle the feathers. No. This is what the process does. This is why the mechanics are in this, to help preserve integrity and these things. And you have to go through this process. So we know it's going to be drawn out. We know it's going to be long. We know, I just read in the break here, Biden is preparing some type of a speech tonight. It may be some type of victory speech. I don't know. But maybe we can talk a little bit about this real quick. But the optics that they are putting out there, is they're just setting everything up for chaos and division. That's all
right.
They're doing.
And we had talked about that a little bit earlier, and that is something I wanted to touch on. But somebody last night, I think it was Wednesday night, we had our church, we have a little prayer group that gathers, and somebody pointed out, I think it was my wife, or I'm pretty 90% sure it was her. I know it wasn't me. It was either her or one of the other people was there. Said, well, hey, Satan thought he won until 3 days later. So we were hoping that today things would break decisively with Georgia and Pennsylvania and North Carolina for Trump. And
it has to be 3 days and three nights, remember?
Yeah, that's true. So we got until Saturday. We got until Saturday. So it's not, you're absolutely right. And I thank you. That's why you're here, to help make me look good. But no, you're absolutely right. And so we're going to be talking about this and looking at a few things today. And also, we do have the telephone lines open. If you are out there and you are a Christian and you voted for Biden, if you'd like to come on and share why, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you just like to come on and ask about what we can do as Christians in face of what's going on, you're more than welcome to call. Our phone number is, you can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we've got we've got about a good 20 minutes in which we can take calls yet. Yeah. But Well, Pastor Lutz, we were talking about this in the last half hour, and also we had lunch earlier today discussing some of these things. And, you know, when I finished, I worked the elections there in my hometown, Richfield, and it was a long day. We had over 50 people lined up at 6:15 in the morning. Wow. They were lining up at 6 in the morning,
yeah. And
we didn't open until 6:30. And it's just such a busy, just... A steady work throughout the day. And so as a consequence, I couldn't stay up real late. I finally, by 12 o'clock, I couldn't keep my eyes open because I had been up since almost 4:15 in the morning, I think is when I got up. And when I went to bed, Trump looked like he was going to win pretty solidly. Things were coming in. But then, you stayed up a little longer than I. What happened after that?
Well, you know, when former Vice President Biden came out about 12:45, 12:50, somewhere in that range, and he had a little speech that he gave. He was real happy with the direction. He felt confident they were going to win. But he kept repeating this. He kept saying, you know, well, we're not gonna know the election results tonight. It's going to be at least tomorrow, maybe even a couple more days. We're going to have to be patient. He must have repeated that 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. And mind you, the speech was only about 3 minutes long, maybe 4 minutes long. So, and it was, you could pin it right to that point when basically. A lot of the board's board of elections either stopped counting for the night or reduced what they were trying to accomplish for that night. They kind of got in this mode. Well, all right, it's out there. We don't have to push ourselves and get it done now. And of course, we know in the middle there. And I went to bed right after that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went. The president, I guess, spoke at around 2 o'clock or 1:30, which I had already. I went to bed right after that because I thought, well. You know, we're not going to know anything tonight anyway. And we kind of knew that. You know, I kind of prepped the church for that. I said, listen, don't, you know, to be honest, I was probably one of the only guys in the church actually sitting up watching it. Everyone else is kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, we're confident. So, but anyway, it reminded me of, we talked about the crime family last week. It was like he just gave the signal to say, okay, all right, we now need to know what we need to get. We need to know how many votes we need. Manipulate. And I'm sorry, you may say, oh, that's being judgmental. Prove it differently. I mean, mm-hmm. You've got all of these things that, all these dots, and what they're asking us to do is look at these 10 dots that connect together and say, no, that's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how is it not reality? How did these ballots show up? Somebody said this was an operation. And this operation was set up, and the mechanism's been going for the whole, they had this all set up ready to go this way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it was 700,000 votes. President Trump was up in Pennsylvania when I went to bed that mm-hmm. night, and now he's down 10,000. I mean.
The latest thing I'm looking at right now, there's only about 3,000 votes, a little over 3,000 votes separating President Trump and Joe Biden in Pennsylvania.
Now, think about what that had to accomplish, though. That's saying that of the votes that were left to count,
mm-hmm.
Joe Biden carried, what, 95%?
That's a good point because I heard
almost 100% in some places.
Yeah, I heard somebody talking on Wednesday, and they said, mathematically,
yeah.
Well, all the votes that are supposed to be out, President Trump, mathematically, statistically, going by the way the votes were going, statistically, he will win.
They said that about Georgia. It was statistically.
Yeah, same thing there. Statistically, Georgia should be for him.
And what do you have, though? You have these, and you can't, these are not deniable mm-hmm. facts. These are not conspiratorial mm-hmm. facts. You are looking at Democrat strongholds that all of these problems are in. You're in Detroit, yeah. where they're covering the windows because they wouldn't let the observers in Detroit.
To see what they're doing.
To see what they're doing. They're covering the windows.
Right. And then, well, speaking of Michigan, you had 100-some thousand votes appear magically.
Yeah.
You know, somebody found them out under the flower pot out back or something when they were bringing their flowers in because of the weather, yeah. cold weather. And every single one of them was a Biden ballot. Now think about this.
It's impossible.
If you were going, if you're cheating, can't you at least sprinkle at least a couple of Trump ballots in there to make it look good? This is so blatant, they don't care. They just
and why
don't
should they?
Care.
Nothing happens.
Exactly. And we
they
talked
can
about
get away
that.
With this.
Yeah, we talked about in the last half hour about how the Bible talks about punishments being so that if people see what has happened, you know, they'll see it, they'll hear what happened, and they'll fear, and they won't do the same things. But looking at this, I want to touch on something else, and you started to bring it up a little bit earlier too. Yeah. You know, In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Bible talks about us being about the spirit of iniquity, or the mystery of iniquity working in the world right now.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago.
and it's working ever stronger as we get closer to the Lord's return. And if we think about it, when it talks about the Lord, the restraining of it, 2 Thessalonians 2:7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Well, that word letteth is the same word that's translated as withholdeth in the previous verse 6, and now you know what withholdeth, that he, referring to the Antichrist or the son of perdition, might be revealed in his time. It's the same word, and we use the word let today or letteth as a withholding thing, like in a legal term. It's just not used as commonly without letter hindrance. As opposed to in a permissive sense. And so it's talking about withholding this mystery of iniquity, which is the devil's effort to set things up for the coming of the Antichrist and the one world government that he wants to set up. So God is working, and time is getting closer and closer. And Paul said also in 2 Timothy, he warned Timothy in chapter 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. These things are not going to get better before the Lord returns. And my wife and I were talking about this, and she's, you know, was concerned, pessimistic about how the outcome of the election is going to go. And I said, I don't expect it to be a landslide. I'd love it to be, but I expect it really more to be close, and I think we should, because the devil's fighting. He is fighting, and God is restraining him to a degree, but he's got to be allowed to set stuff up. We talked about the Great Reset.
Yeah.
You have a letter from, who was it?
That's from that Cardinal Vigano, I think his name is, the Catholic priest. It's an open letter. It's online. You can find it
there. Yeah, open letter to the president.
To the president. Yeah, it talks about the global plan. And I know Glenn Beck's been talking a lot about the global reset. And
we've been talking about it in our program. Yeah, and in fact, absolutely. I even have a video clip on online from, I think it's the World Monetary Group or whatever, so I think of the name of it, but talking about this global reset. This is an effort to set up, not based on capitalism or free market and individual liberties, but on socialistic principles. This
across
is they,
the world.
Across
global.
The entire world.
Yeah.
And they want all the world's economies to come together. Doesn't this sound familiar when we look at the Bible?
Yeah.
And so the biggest opponent to that right now is the United States, led by President Trump.
Right.
And that's why, from the globalist perspective, he had to go.
Yeah.
So we're not battling just in a political battle here. This is, as Paul said in Ephesians 6, spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah.
This is a spiritual battle. The devil is trying to move forward. The mystery of iniquity is trying to advance, and God is working through his spirit, the Holy Spirit working, I should say, through his people, through his spirit, is working through his people to withhold, to hold back.
Yeah.
The advances of spiritual darkness and evil. And so when we look at, I said earlier, I looked at President Trump and I'm praying, thinking, well, Lord, how can he not be reelected? God said in his word that he would bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel.
Yeah.
You look at the two candidates. President Trump has been a blessing to the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Not the least of which moving the embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing it as the capital of the Jewish state. Biden has not been a friend to the Jewish people and to Israel. So in which case, who would be favored, I think, in my humanly speaking, who should be president? And then you look at the Bible says that it's an abomination. I think it's Proverbs 6, that the hands that shed innocent blood. Yeah. Well, what could be more innocent than the blood of the unborn children that's shed in this country through abortion? And so you look at the two candidates. President Trump has been the most pro-life candidate in history, president in history. And Biden and Harris want to have abortions up until and after the day of abortion. So who should God favor there? And then Christianity or Christians, President Trump has been the greatest friend, I think, of Christians in this country and standing up for Christian rights since President Reagan.
Yeah.
And Biden and Harris, they're on the side that think people like you and I need to be muzzled and have our theology changed.
Well, and that goes along with the Great Reset. I mean, that's part of
That's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, the detention camps. I mean, some of this, I mean, it's always been looked at a conspiracy because it wasn't ready to unfold yet.
Yeah, but we're getting so much closer.
Absolutely.
And so I look at that and I think, well, why would God allow Biden to win? Now, he's not won yet. There's still recounts. There's still challenges. It's going to be close either way. And they are trying to gear people up to think that Biden has it in the bag so that if recounts or court challenges come through and the Electoral College votes and it goes to Trump, people are going to say he stole the election. He's just like they did with George W. Bush.
They
said it 4 years ago. They're trying to undermine him and prime certain elements of society on the left, predominantly, to erupt in violence across the country.
Well, it's like when in the Book of Acts, was it Jason? They had arrested Jason, and it said that the Jews took those of the baser sort into an uproar.
Violence,
those who just want to be violent and. You know, and it's happening. I mean, many talked about it. I mean, election night, it certainly happened. Washington, D.C., there was one of the reporters actually had an assassination attempt on him, or at least they were looking for him. So we understand that the we're in a bad, bad place. And I sat there, and my big thing was, okay, you've got half the country. Yeah, 70 million people voted for President Trump. Supposedly 70-some more million voted for Biden. You have such a polarized, how do you fix it? Like what do we need to do to fix this problem? Because I fear there's going to be a lot of people like, see, I knew it. We shouldn't have followed him. We just should have kept doing what we were doing and going through. Life was good. My life's been great under President Trump. I mean, it's been.
Oh, absolutely.
I tell our church all the time, I feel so liberated and in a human sense in this country, just, man, I can go out and do whatever I want as far as spiritually speaking, exercising my religion. And I really sense that the country is behind us in allowing, not saying agreeing with what we're preaching or anything like that, but backing us saying, yeah, go ahead and do it. You have a constitutional right to do that. But and we talked about a little bit about this earlier. Where do our rights come from? They come from God. And I hear comedy and I know what they're saying. I understand what it is. Well, you know, when Joe Biden gets in, you know, they're going to tell you when you can worship, when you can have church. They can't tell you that now unless you let them.
Exactly.
And if you let them, then fine. But they have no jurisdiction over that. The question is, Brother Al, and this is what I think it is, people don't want to suffer. We've got it too good. We've got it too comfortable. Well, you better get out of that mindset.
People are soft.
You know, David, when he ran in to go get Goliath, he understood, I might die, but I didn't care.
He said, is there not a cause?
That's it. There's a cause. Yeah. There's a cause to put your life on the line. Mm-hmm. And I told our church, now, I think there's a saving grace in this whole thing. And here's what I think it is. The Senate, I think we're going to keep the Senate. And I think, you know, the House is, we picked up a lot of, it's in play. So really, there's going to be a big log jam in Washington, D.C. So I think a lot of things that we were looking most catastrophically, if they got the House, the Senate, and I mean, we were heading for some real trouble. Yeah. I don't know that we're going to be going down that road, but ultimately, it shouldn't affect us as Christians. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Offense meaning causing to stop or to stumble.
Mm-hmm.
So whether President Trump wins or Biden wins, it shouldn't affect your walk with God at all. And I think people have to have that resolve That's the we the people.
Right.
That's
right.
What the people have to do and say, no. You do what you want, but no, we're going to exercise our rights because they're ours. Now, if you don't want to secure them, okay, we're going to have to do them without the security of the government.
Exactly right. And we're coming down here and we're going to get a call. I just wanted to mention you're talking about our rights, where they come from. Well, the Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
Yeah.
Unalienable means they cannot be denied.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 5 minutes. We've got Jerry calling in today. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Pastor Al.
Good afternoon. Glad to have you today.
It's Terry.
Oh, he's got Jerry on the board here. Thanks, Terry. Thanks for correcting me.
That's okay. One thing I kind of wonder about with Trump and Biden, like, you know, maybe God, you know, like we were talking the other day about his sovereignty and the Lord is allowing Biden to get in for the purpose of fulfilling his plan.
Right.
Like, I've studied eschatology a bit. Mm-hmm. Just wondering if... you know, that could be the reason why he's allowing this to happen.
Yeah, and that's where we were going here when I was talking with Pastor Lutz here earlier about, you know, it seems, humanly speaking, in my understanding of the Bible, I just can't understand why God would allow Biden, when he's not been a friend of Israel and the Jewish people, he's, you know, his hands have shed innocent blood, he's for that, and he's, you know, for restricting the rights of Christians, why would God favor him over President Trump in this election? And you brought up a point that I was going to make earlier, and we were talking about different things, but exactly right. If God has an overwhelming reason for bringing him in now, and especially in times, you know, leading up to the end times and the rise of the Antichrist at the end, that it may be that this is why he's there. And Pastor Lutz had some good thoughts of this earlier. Another thing that might come, remember we were talking earlier about if President Trump does lose re-election and he becomes, you know, former President Trump, what kind of things can he do?
Oh, they unleash the beast, as they say, right? I mean, there's no telling. I mean, he's got the money to keep himself in front of and do some real damage to. There's talk about him starting his own cable network. I guess investors are ready to go. But, you know, I don't think he's ready to be finished yet. So I'm curious as the next day if he says, all right, well, we lost this one. Let me announce my candidacy.
That's what I said. He should have his first rally on January 22nd. Yeah.
But let me say this too, Brother Al, real quick, in response to this. The Bible says a wise man discerneth time and judgment. Now, if those numbers are true and 70-some million people want a president that supports the killing of babies, supports gay marriage, supports all of these radical agendas, well, then maybe we deserve somebody like a Joe Biden, because that's half our country that is rejecting God's principles and rejecting the truth of God. And that doesn't insinuate that the 70 million that voted for Trump are doing that, because probably the reality is there's very a small number of those that are actually trying to live the word of God, do it the right way, you know. And so when God, and what I see in the Bible, and when God deals with a nation, he deals with the majority of that nation.
Right.
And so if the majority of that nation is actually wicked and reprehensible, well, what a blessing that he gave us these last 4 years.
We had a little bit of a break here.
But we deserve, and there's still hope, because there's still a lot of good things going on. Yeah. But, you know, but it, Solomon said, a wise man discerns time and judgment. Mm-hmm. And so we have to say, well, you know, we still deserve something like this. We didn't want it to happen. And you know, but also we may have another month or two to really test us. Mm-hmm. Are we going to stomach this whole thing?
Yeah, or are we going to have faith?
That's right.
Rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. Terry, I'm sure I'll be talking to you Sunday night. I got just a little over a minute left in the program.
Thanks, Terry. So thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my question.
Yeah, appreciate you calling with that tonight.
Thank you
so much. And I was also going to say, if we are looking at the majority of the country, you know, favoring abortion on demand and all these things and against Israel and the Jewish people, what does that say about the pulpits in this country?
Yeah, they're a mess.
You know, this is a call for God's people to redouble their efforts.
That's right.
Get back into the Word of God. When Paul said that perilous times would come, you remember what he reminded Timothy where the solution was. Verse 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. He said, get into the Scriptures. Amen. And that's what we need. That needs to go out to pastors across this land. Get into the Scriptures. Preach the Word, as he said in chapter 4 there. Preach the Word. We're in a day when people don't want to hear it. Yeah. They heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Yeah. We need to stand on the Word of God. Pastor Lutz, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, brother.
We're out of time. Join us again next week and also Sunday night at 11. Thanks. God bless. Keep the faith.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.